Check, check.
That's my panic.
It's your panic crutch walk? I usually stand up by the second level or third level.
Yeah? I'll feel quick. Okay. Let's see. Well, I got a lot. I'm supposed to. What's your most memorable nightmare?
That's my most memorable nightmare. I had to knock unconscious this demonic beast with a handful of oatmeal cookies one time, and it worked out though.
Raisin oatmeal?
Raisin oatmeal, yeah.
Raisin oatmeal. Okay, excellent. What would you carve in a pumpkin?
What would I carve in a pumpkin? Let's see. I would carve a likeness. The first thing that comes to mind is Pee Wee Herman.
Okay. Likeness of Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah, yeah.
Make a sound of your favorite monster.
Oh, let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Kind of a Trantle, you know, Count Floyd type thing.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. We'll do one more. What would your retribution be for a house that didn't give you any candy?
Oh, geez.
Feel free to answer, too, if you have anything comes to mind.
I would just walk away. I don't know.
Retribution! You're going to get them. Not just walk away. Not solution.
I think I would...
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I would fill out a series of... what would you call them? Little return cards, like, from...
Like magazines?
Auto insurance and magazines with their address.
So you'd like mail bomb someone.
Indeed.
Yeah,
is
just
that
get,
what they call it now?
Well, it's, well, email bombing someone was like back in the day, you sent like thousands of messages to their mailbox. So that's what you're doing in the real world with messages. You're just, here, you'll get thousands of spam. And
right, but from various dental agencies.
That'd be good.
Like the American Dental Association or something.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I ran out of cards, but it'll be on the Media Collective. We're out here every Friday.
Sweet.
What?
Internet radio show, you want to ask questions real quick?
What questions do you have?
What's your most memorable nightmare?
I don't know. I don't remember my dreams.
Make up a nightmare.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I can't do that.
No, that's fine.
Me?
Wait, what retribution would you give a house that didn't give you any candy?
What's retribution mean?
Like, how would you get back at them?
I'd throw eggs at their house.
Okay. Make the
Come
sound.
On, keep
make,
rolling here.
Make the sound of your favorite van or your favorite monster.
Rawr! I need a drink, bitch.
There? Awesome. Thank you.
Check on
shabam. Oh no, thank you.
No, okay.
I don't do it.
Okay, no, it's fine. What? You want to answer questions? Internet radio show?
Nope.
No. Okay. Thank you.
Weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to answer questions
no,
again?
I don't
no?
Want
okay.
To anymore.
That's fine. Thank you. Questions in an air radio show?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hey. What memorable nightmare do you have?
Get scared by the boogeyman.
Okay.
Gorilla man.
What's the scariest nation state?
Nation state? Kazakhstan.
Okay. What's your retribution for a house that didn't give you any candy?
Fucking farted on them.
Okay, one more. Make the sound of your favorite monster. Awesome. Final thoughts?
Awesomeness.
All right, what are you supposed to be?
Genghis Khan.
Excellent. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Fuck radio.
Yeah, it's internet radio, though.
Watch TV.
Yeah, watch TV. From Fred Flintstone. Well, he provoked it. Do it this time?
What did I do? Get in a fight with someone?
No,
excuse me. I'm a doctor.
Oh, sorry.
Seriously, I don't even know what happened. No, I do not want to.
Oh, why not? No. Why? The real
what
quick.
What is your website? I tried to find
the
it.
Media collective.
Yeah, but I couldn't find like your thing on there.
Oh, it's on there. There's all of these audios.
So what do I? Ask me.
One more. Okay, just one. You can either make the sound of your favorite monster. Or tell
Roar!
Us, what's your most memorable nightmare?
Oh, having that's too
Elvira.
Scary.
Having sex with Elvira.
What the?
I don't. I can't answer those. I don't have. I'm not good with those. Okay.
What's your retribution for a house that didn't give you any candy?
Oh, fucking, give me a beer, right?
Good work.
Or
what kind?
Blue Moon with an orange. They better have oranges. If I gotta go.
Okay, thanks. Have a good night. Your show?
No.
Internet? No, there's no pictures or anything.
I don't care. I'm tripping balls.
Internet radio show?
Okay.
It happens. I know. The internet's rough.
Radio. I used to be a radio broadcaster.
Okay.
I'm getting in trouble.
What's your most memorable nightmare?
Showing up naked to gym class.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Internet radio show? Okay. What is your most memorable nightmare?
None.
Okay. What would you carve on a pumpkin? Who would be your first vampire victim?
A hot girl.
Yeah? Okay, how would you have retribution on a house that didn't give you any candy?
Move to the next one.
All right, final thoughts?
Have fun.
Excellent, thank you.
Don't get drunk.
Oh.
Don't drink and drive.
No, we won't, don't worry. Got feet. Internet radio show? The Media Collective?
Vote Republican.
What do you want to know?
Okay, what's your most memorable nightmare?
I don't have a memorable nightmare.
No, and that's fine.
I really don't.
Who would be your first vampire victim?
Yeah, we can go to Stacks. Oh, the devil. The devil.
Okay, how would you Frankenstein something? Like, how would you piece something together?
I would get two screws and duct tape them to my head, and then I would just dress weirdly like he does. I don't really know. I'm not familiar with Frankenstein.
That's fine. How would you terrorize someone?
Show up at their window in a weird mask like Jason or Saw and just stare at them through their window. It's creepy.
Okay, are you scared of the cold?
Of the cold? I'm not scared of it, but I hate it.
Okay, final thoughts?
I'm not really sure what I'm interviewing for.
It's a website? I
What's
ran out of cards.
What's up with that? All right, thank you.
I'm out every
I'm really
Friday
sorry.
Night. No, you're fine. There's other shows.
Okay.
Excellent. All right, check it out. Bye. Thank you. You want to be interviewed about your brain thing? Internet radio show? What's up with that?
We're zombies.
You're zombies. Okay. What's your most memorable nightmare?
I was alone.
All right. What's the scariest nation state?
Ethiopia.
All right. What would you carve in a pumpkin?
A zombie.
Okay.
Your fingers are lame.
Make the sound of your favorite monster.
Roar!
Boogity boogity boo.
That wasn't any better.
Okay.
He's gonna ask me questions now because yours are lame.
All right. What kind of retribution would you give for a house that didn't give you any candy?
For a house, I would
flaming dog shit.
Ooh, I'd just kick him in the balls right then and there. Ooh, bastard!
No candy, get tricked right away. I always come back.
Okay, what words do you fear?
What words do I fear? I fear the word cunt.
I fear the word bankruptcy.
I love lamp!
I fear her.
You fear her.
How would you Frankenstein something?
How would I Frankenstein something? Oh, I guess I'd put some AA batteries in the brain. Like, wake up, bitch.
How do you Frankenstein something?
These are just Halloween-themed questions.
Okay.
What gender is your outfit?
Female.
Female. I'm a goddess. I'm a goddess. Yeah.
I'm an inmate. So I guess I prefer either gender, but I am a female.
Okay, what religion scares you the most?
Ooh, the ones that want to blow us up. The, the Muslims. There we go.
Jehovah Witnesses.
Okay, I think we ran through everything. Oh, no, you know, we said scariest nation state.
Scariest.
What's yours?
Scariest nation state?
Yeah. Like a country?
Oh, easily Kentucky, man.
That's within our own union.
Final thoughts? Or do you have a nation state?
I guess hillbillies and marry your cousins is not.
No, it's not.
All right, that's it.
No, I do have a lot of good-looking cousins. I won't lie. We're all good-looking.
There you go. Excellent.
Hello?
What do you want to know?
What's your most memorable nightmare?
When I about got stabbed with this guy that came running at me at the alley, and I just ran away into my house, and he about followed me, and I was really scared.
Wait, what's your favorite? Yes. Yes. How would you Frankenstein something?
Oh my god, he about scared the shit out of me, but I ran away.
I Frankenstein something, I get a wiener and buns on it sticking in, like, just like that, Frankenstein it.
How would you terrorize someone?
Tickle their vaginas.
Slit them down the throat like that, yeah.
And tickle your bam foot. Sorry.
Wait. Hey. Make a sound of your favorite monster.
What are you doing? You can hear the tongue flick, but I didn't.
Hey, you might. You can... Favorite.
Like that. Okay. Tell me more.
Who would be your first vampire victim? Oh, we won't put names on, don't worry.
The pirate whore.
Frogger in heels.
What would you carve into a pumpkin?
My vagina.
What are you doing? Pumpkin.
A penis.
What's the gender of your outfit?
What? Totally female. Yeah.
Gender of your outfit?
Male.
What words do you fear?
Beard.
I fear bitch, whore, slut.
Are you scared of the cold?
No, I like it. I embrace it. I'm from Indiana.
I don't like the cold. I hate it.
You're talking to a demon, an antichrist, Satan, Jesus, and God in a bar.
I'm talking to Jesus right now. I pull his beard, and he likes it.
What?
What's the question?
You just talk to... You're in a bar. You're talking to a demon, the antichrist, Satan, Jesus, and God.
I don't believe you're Satan or
no, you're in a bar
antichrist
with him right now.
I love God. Hi, I love you.
Bye.
Would you buy God a drink?
I would definitely buy God a drink.
Sure, he'd buy you a drink.
He better.
I mean, look at your mom.
I got a sword.
I think we did most of these. Sound favorite. How would you terrorize someone?
I would fucking cut their throat, make them sit in a corner in the dark for like a half an hour, playing ghosts. Them so they're scared for half an hour and then I let them go.
Okay, you? How would you terrorize someone?
Tickle somebody. I'm gonna be a teacher. I'm a nice person at heart.
So you won't terrorize anyone?
No. I would not.
I would.
Let's see. You would.
I would.
Okay, the last one. Scariest nation state.
Iraq!
New Mexico!
Alright, final thoughts?
I would like your beard.
Have you ever seen New Mexico?
No, not in person.
Oh my God.
Seen it on a map.
It's like a bunch of nothing and mountains.
I've been to it on Google Earth.
I think psychos live there.
Yeah, have you lived there?
No, but I've driven through there, and you know they have gas stations from like 1950? What's going on there?
What's up with that?
Yeah, what is up with that?
No,
have
it's
you
good.
Been to New Mexico?
No, I've never been out west.
No, slice it.
Seriously, New Mexico is so creepy. It's like that. I swear, psychos live there.
No, I know. What if they break? I need them.
They won't break.
Are you
they might. Yes.
Sweet.
How's it going? You want to ask questions, internet radio
show? Oh my god. We're on the internet?
No, you'll be on the internet.
Okay.
I swear, though. New Mexico.
Sucks.
Psychos.
No names, right?
No names. I blur them out.
I only send her name.
No. I don't put any names up.
That's
okay. No, there's no names.
All right, let's go.
All right, thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Yeah, see you later. Bye.
What's up, Mike?
You want to be on?
Yeah, I want to be on the radio.
Okay, what's your most memorable nightmare?
My most memorable nightmare was happened actually last night. I had a dream that I was partying with Brandon Flowers from The Killers, and we were doing blow in his like back room, and the cops bust in, and I didn't know what to do, so I stood off running. And then I got arrested, and it sucked, and I wound up being in jail for years. But that happened last night, no joke and everything.
Really?
True story.
Damn, that's vivid.
Yeah, vivid.
Let's see, the scariest nation state.
Scariest nation state? Not gonna say anything having to do with, this sounds hella racist, but the radio can't tell I'm black, but like Muslims or any like
Middle East?
Middle Eastern, you know, Palestinian, anybody that's trying to blow up.
Africa is Muslim as well, the northern part of Africa.
Yeah, you're right, they are. And, like, you know, the are African, and I have descendants from northern Africa, but still, it's pretty scary up there right now.
Well, that was another one. What religion scares you the most?
Muslims. No, it's not even a question. Muslims scare me the most.
No, Islam.
Muslims, Islam, all the same.
No, it's not.
Muslims, the people. Islam's the religion.
Yeah, you're right.
But you know, I mean, you can't have the Muslim without the Islam, or Islam without the Muslim.
I love interviews, man. I'll answer every single question up here.
All right. Let's see. Are you scared of the cold?
The cold? Yes, I am scared of the cold.
I can't stand it. I'm not scared of the cold because every time I see girls with these outfits on right now, nipples are hard as fuck. Like these guys' nipples right here. You see this?
Whoa!
Yeah, hard ass nipples.
But the thing is, right now you
cold.
Fucking,
cold does not scare me.
The thing is, you fucking in my interview. It's me and him right now.
No, is that real? Okay.
And me, you fucking in my interview.
All right. What interview. Words do you fear?
What words do I fear? World War III. I fear World War III. First and foremost, and genocide. Genocide.
Okay. What's the gender of your outfit?
A woman. I have a woman. I'm a cafeteria woman. A grown cafeteria woman. I have breasts.
They are grown.
Yes. Very, very grown. Old cafeteria breasts.
Okay. Make the sound of your favorite monster.
Ooh. I don't even know how to say that.
That's say, what's come to mind? Maybe not favorite, just a monster.
That's
hey, no, it's great.
That's Godzilla. Okay. Godzilla.
No, I don't even know.
Come on, make a sound.
Make something up. I told you it's a tough question, but you can do it.
Man, it is a tough question. I don't even know.
All the time.
No, I don't even know.
We'll go to the next question. Right, we'll get back to you.
Next question.
How would you Frankenstein something?
Oh, I hit it from the back and tear her up, put a leg over her head and everything. I Frankenstein that girl up and down my hallway. You know what I mean? That's how I Frankenstein it.
I'm learning so much being out here.
Man, at home. Just like that. Hey, Megan Johnson.
How would you terrorize someone?
Terrorist is bad. Anybody's a terrorist is bad. It doesn't matter.
You know how would you terrorize someone?
You know how I
would
terrorize somebody?
How?
Whip up my dick, slap her on the face. That's the best I could do for terrorism because that's I don't
just,
like terrorism.
But that's just females. Well, what about male? How would you terrorize a male? Would you slap them with your dick?
You know what? Males I don't even talk to that much except my guys. That's it.
My
I don't
God.
Talk to my guys.
That's, okay.
No, I mean, you can't put this shit on the radio. You can't put dick on the radio.
Yeah, you can. No, internet radio. You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is. We can
slap
do
somebody with my dick here. Yeah, exactly. I slap every motherfucker I know with my
every
dick.
Every motherfucker.
Yeah, every motherfucker I know, I slap my dick and take his money. That's why I'm terrorizing people today.
Okay.
And tomorrow.
What's your retribution for a house that didn't give you candy?
I'm definitely egging somebody. If they don't give me candy, I'm egging them. I'm lighting poop on that front door, and I'm egging them.
I shit on their front porch, and I light their doormat on fire, and they walk out, the whole fucking house is burning up.
With your
and
shit.
With my shit.
And I'm egging them. When they come out the door,
while he's shitting, you're egging them.
To stomp that, stomp the shit out on fire, I'm egging them from the back. You know what I mean? Don't give me no candy, you're on some bullshit.
Okay, bullshit. You're a vampire. Who's your first victim?
Ooh, just got... No questions asked. I'm fucking that girl's neck all day, all night, and I'm hoping she likes it. So she's a vampire with me.
Pamela Anderson, because the only girl that's got tits like this, well, except Carmen Electra, but Pamela Anderson for sure, because the tits like this.
Yeah.
I'm not even snagging her neck. I'm snagging the titties.
What would you carve in a pumpkin?
My name. My name and my dick. You know what I mean? It's going to be like 17 inches long, and it'd be like...
Just like a gourd.
Yeah, exactly. A gourd. There's gonna be like Brian motherfucking above this cock. And that way, I'll put it outside my door, and everybody walk by and see Brian motherfucking the 17 inch cock, and they'll be like, damn, I gotta go in this house. You know what I mean?
Okay, we asked you scariest nation state, most memorable nightmare. Well, I haven't really been asking, but what animal scares you the most?
I know I'm fat.
I have a cat. I have a kitten, actually, with claws. And the claws on this cat scare me the most because it doesn't know any better and they'll jump on me and scratch my face.
What are we doing?
Internet radio show? Oh, they're coming? That's the last one. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I think what you're doing right now is awesome. You need to keep doing it.
Every Friday.
Friday, you're out.
And it's Halloween, obviously, so.
Hey, what's your radio station?
The Media Collective. Here, I can write it down.
Oh, wait, we're, like, real right now.
No,
wait, what?
We just got done with the dope-ass interview.
Oh, I thought this was, like, a Halloween costume.
No.
Wow. I thought we were, like, collecting.
Before, but she was whack last time, so.
Hey, we should fucking elbow back, cafeteria lady.
I'm trying to watch some fucking chili. Alright, cool. I'm gonna try and find
myself.
You gotta put me on there.
You know, you'll be on there. No, right, really. Cool. There's. Definitely. Cool. Right, any final thoughts?
Yeah, yeah. The Media Collector is the dopest radio station on the internet, and on FM, AM, whatever. You need to listen to Media Collector because that shit's hot right now. I'm telling you. I listen to it every single day. Media Collector's what's up.
Awesome. Thanks. Appreciate it, man. Have a good night, man. Thanks.
Take it easy.
Thanks. You need to stay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See
you.
Take it easy.
You too. Awesome. Awesome. No, let's just ask one, if you only want to ask one.
That's all good, man. All
right, your most memorable nightmare.
Recurring dream, very scary. I have a younger brother. He's yelling my name from a vast whatever. Everything is gray around me, literally. There's, like, no ground and or ceiling, sky, whatever. It's just a vast whatever, grayness. I hear his voice, whatever, so I start running to his voice, and then I hit a cliff. I'm falling. They say you're supposed to like die in your dream if you fall and hit the ground or whatever. But I tuck and roll. You know, I pull the tuck and roll. Hit the ground, tuck and roll, roll out of it. Everything's cool. I get back up and I hear his voice again, and it starts over and over and over again. Yeah, it's weird, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, your first vampire victim.
But who would it be?
Yeah, like you're a vampire. What are you doing?
Oh. My girlfriend. What? I would take her with me to infinity and never dying.
I say, if he was a vampire, like, what would he do? First victim?
Me.
Duh.
Okay.
Heck yes, and we would love it. That would be all. I hope that happens, actually.
Right. How would you Frankenstein something?
Oh. Help me out here, baby. What do you think?
I don't know.
How would I Frankenstein something? Can you rephrase the question? I mean, like what?
Like whatever comes to mind. Like, make it look like Frankenstein, piece something together from a bunch of different parts.
Right, I got you. How would I Frankenstein something? Yes, our cat and or a guitar, because that would be rad and totally 80s.
A cat guitar.
A cat guitar, perhaps. Maybe a mix and match, because that's what you do when you Frankenstein something.
Exactly.
Now I understand the question. I don't feel like a complete
one. No, you're fine.
That's fair.
Make the sound of your favorite monster.
That's it.
Awesome. Last one. What's the gender of your outfit?
Oh, definitely male. I'm me in zombie form, which is rad. Because
awesome.
It's I like to keep it clean. I like to keep it real, but be creative. You know.
Very good.
Best of my possibilities, anyway.
Final thoughts.
Best of my. I enjoy cheese.
Excellent. That's it. Thank you.
Word. Awesome.
Appreciate
it.
Yeah,
all
I'll be out every Friday. Horns!
You guys have the horns?
No, that's fine. No, we'll just blow by and we stand over there. So, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
You want to ask questions, Internet Radio Show? Real quick?
What are the questions?
Okay, what's your most memorable nightmare?
Most memorable nightmare? Is this recording then? Okay. I was walking through a field with...
Ryan Hill.
You know Ryan Hill?
Yeah, I do.
Show
oh, that's Ryan Hill.
Hill.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
That was drawn by Ben.
Ben as well. That's Bill.
Okay, yeah, look, awesome. Small world. This show's dedicated because he left.
Oh,
it's on the internet, the Media Collective. I'll write it out for you.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
But okay. Yeah, since he left for Chicago, we dedicate a show, What's Up With That, because he asked that question a lot, to Ryan Hill.
And he does.
Yeah, so does. We're out every Friday night. Asking. Yeah, exactly. So we got Halloween.
That's
so
awesome.
Special questions.
That's really cool. Sorry.
Nightmare.
Okay.
Memorable.
I was walking through a field with Jonathan Davis from Korn. Okay. I don't like Korn. I have no idea why Jonathan Davis would ever be in my dream, but he was. So we were walking through a field. There's this metal shrapnel laying on the ground, and we decide to start collecting it and put it together. And it turns out these are the parts from a blown up Terminator that we actually got working. Okay.
So what model?
What model? The first one. What's
okay,
the?
I think I don't know.
T-1000. 1000, right?
No, that was the liquid one.
That's the liquid one. So it's just Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator. So we have this Terminator, and Jonathan Davis, you know, we go to the side, and we're like, we got to use this thing for good, because it could be very evil and bad. And so we decide to teach it how to play the spoons, on you know, like the spoons, and we teach it to play the spoons. And I don't know in the middle, but the dream ends with me in the middle of a crowd, you know, like... cheering on Korn, which I don't like, which is that's the nightmare part of it, and Terminator is playing the spoons for them in the background.
For Korn.
That's
hilarious.
So that's my nightmare.
That's great. What's the scariest nation state?
The scariest nation state?
Like country?
Oh, I don't. I think Transylvania would be the one.
That's fine. Yeah, there's no wrong answers.
Okay.
There's no wrong answers. Who, if you're a vampire, who's your first victim?
That's a good question. How about myself, so that I don't hurt anyone else?
There. Okay. You didn't get any candy from this house. What's your retribution?
Whine about it to my friends that I'm trick-or-treating with, I suppose.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. I've never done anything like that. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe complain about it.
How would you Frankenstein someone? What did you say?
I said smash their pumpkins on the front porch.
Okay, the violent type. Okay.
Frankenstein someone.
How would you, something.
Something.
Well, what comes to mind?
Something.
Someone, something, person, place, or thing.
How do I Frankenstein something?
What comes to mind when you think of Frankenstein?
Green.
Okay.
Bolts in the neck.
Okay. Well, another thing, like, we were thinking of when we thought of the question was, like, how would you piece something together from other areas? Like, Frankenstein was a lot of different parts.
Oh, gotcha. I would use mainframe computers, because I like mainframes. Those are good. Mainframe computers, and, let's see. What else? Dairy products, probably.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say spoiled, maybe, dairy products.
Okay.
More scary.
Make the sound of your favorite monster.
I really like the 28 Days Later zombies, and they're kind of like a... I don't know. I can't do better than that. I can't do it right
now. Suck in?
Yeah, it's kind of like an inward type thing.
Can you do it? Scariest... Make a sound of your scariest, favorite scariest monster.
I don't even have one.
Any monster.
I don't know.
There's no wrong answer. Okay, we'll move on. All right, what gender is your outfit?
The one that I'm wearing right now? Male.
Okay. What words do you fear?
Which words do I fear? Explosion. There's a scary one. If someone yelled explosion, that'd be scary. Shoot. I can't think of anymore.
You just walk into your favorite establishment to frequent, and there's a demon, the Antichrist, Satan, Allah, Muhammad, Jesus, and God.
What happens?
Yeah. On Halloween.
I don't think that it matters what day it is. I think that, Jesus and God would wreck everyone else. They'd take them out.
You just starting a fight?
It'd be a fight. Drunken bar boxing. And Jesus and God would
tear it up.
His back and tear it up.
Okay. I think that we got everything. No, how would you terrorize someone?
Well, let's see. I have a friend that I like to terrorize. He plays World of Warcraft all the time. So I wrote a program that disables it.
Nice.
And I like to do that all the time to him. So I would take away their most precious video game, I think.
So by application name or footprint, or how does it disable it?
It does it by port that they connect to.
Oh, so you disable the port on the network side.
Right, so they can't connect. And they can't.
So it loads, but then they're like, it won't connect to the server.
He figured out that I do it. He just always comes in and tells me to help figure out why it's not working. And I'll be like, oh, it's this. And then fix it for a little while.
Nice. Yeah. Can you control it remotely?
No, but I should build that in.
Great idea. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that would be great. That way you could just... Lock it. Unlock it.
I should do that. Good call.
Nice. I think that's... Well, last one. What would you carve in a pumpkin?
What would I carve in a pumpkin? If I were good at it... Last year I did meat wad.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's... You did meat wad last year?
Meat wad.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Final thoughts?
That's all I can think of.
Final thoughts.
Awesome job with the photo on the microphone. That's great.
Well, it was the only one that I could find.
Does he listen to it?
Yes. I got him. He's actually on...
Do I put on a computer or a radio voice?
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Do I talk right here?
No, these are the mics.
They're recording all this right now.
Are you
watching or listening?
Listening. There's no video.
You're listening to What's Up With That, a show not hosted by myself, Ryan Hill. Check it out.
Awesome.